Ray's career was distinguished by his chairmanship of the General Aviation Manufacturers Association in 2002. That's when he knew he had ALS. He had received those kind of honors.
Yeah, he's got some good honors there. There was a statement he made, and he says, when you know you're going to die, people all show up and want to put your name on somewhere.
And so at Notre Dame, it's Siegfried Hall Dormitory.
Yes.
He was very involved in Notre Dame, wasn't he?
He was.
He served the University of Notre Dame on the Board of Trustees. He was also on the boards of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, the University of Portland, and here, the University of Tulsa. Received an honorary Doctor of Law degree from Notre Dame in 1992 and an honorary doctorate from the University of Portland in 2002. You were the OU guy. Was there a little thing between the two of you? And during that time, OU and Notre Dame would have played?
Well, there was always this rumor that Notre Dame and OU would not schedule one another. We never could figure out which side wouldn't play the other. He was a trustee at Notre Dame, and I was a regent at OU. So we said, let's make a game happen, because they're not going to schedule one another. There's some bad blood that goes back, and we couldn't figure out where it was. This is when this guy named White, I forgot his first name, was the AD at Notre Dame, who's no longer there, and Joe Castiglione, who's still at OU, is the AD. And this was when SMU got on the death wish, where they stopped the football program at SMU for some rule violations. Notre Dame had scheduled SMU that next year. Usually you're scheduling these games 8 to 10 years in advance. The SMU thing never happens to anybody. So Notre Dame was without a game. We took that and said, well, let's go try to schedule them for that hole they have in the program. And so we did, with the promise that we would have another home-on-home game later and that Mr. White would take charge in negotiating that. So we thought that we would have the opportunity to have 3 games within 6 years. We had the first game. It was at Notre Dame.
The first game at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And how'd that turn out?
Ray and I, we're happy that we got that scheduled with the promise that we'll schedule 2 more home on home. And we had to do that one quick because it was that hole that SMU had led. So we said, well, you know, we got to have fun doing this. Let's make a wager of some sort. So we said that we're going to bet no points, heads up, who wins or loses, $1 million.
A million?
Yes.
Who's betting?
Ray and I.
Between brothers. Okay,
yes,
got it.
Right, okay. And the loser has to pay to the winner school whatever contribution that would be, whether he won it. And also, the loser had to wear to every NORDAM company event for a year after that his color blazer with his emblem on it. Like, I lost, okay?
Right.
So I have to give $1 million to Notre Dame, which the company did. And, of course, he got to spread it around wherever he wanted. I had to wear a green blazer with Notre Dame on it all year.
What was the score of that game? OU losing?
It was like within a touchdown.
Okay, wow.
So then they didn't start scheduling these other 2 games, and so we really pushed it. Well, Mr. White got terminated, and there's been a couple of ADs there, but they finally rescheduled them, thanks to Joe Castiglione, on a home-on-home, and those were the last 5 years. And I didn't bet again.
I understand. Notre Dame recently came back to OU and defeated OU.
We won one and lost one.
Right.
So of the 3 games, we lost 2.
Right.
1-1.